May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. I'm going to begin this morning with a phrase that I heard recently, and no doubt many of us have heard over the course of the years. Bear with me as we get into this. But that quote is, "It's the economy, stupid. It's the economy, stupid." How simple is it to understand that we, as human beings, tend to be driven by what we have? We tend to make decisions based on what is best for us, how we can benefit the most, and how much do we get out of it? In the end, for most human beings, it's the economy, stupid. In this morning's collect, the collect for the day, we pray these words: "Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sin, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ." Give us the liberty of that abundant life. Now, it would seem that prayer has been answered. There are those that think that this time and this place where we stand right now, all is good. I have worked so hard to call my broker at the right time that my portfolio is doing better than it's ever done before. I have worked so hard to make sure my investments are where they are, where they should be, and where they will benefit me the most. It's the economy, stupid. It is what God has given to us, the abundance of what God has given to us, that we're talking about today. To me, this really isn't at all a stewardship sermon, but it's talking about what God has done for us, the abundance of that which God has shared with us, and how we respond, and how we react, and how we live our lives moving forward. Because there seems to be some equation here between liberty and abundance. There seems to be some equation between the freedom we find in loving and living in Jesus and the abundance with which he has bestowed upon us. Prophet Isaiah gives a pretty clear picture of this as he talks about not really doing what you say you believe, about talking about how we need to take care of each other, how we need to be mindful of the needs of others. But then he gets down to brass tacks. "Is not this what I choose of you? Is not this what I want from all of you? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thong of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke, anything that binds anyone down, to work your best, to give your most, to not let this happen. Is it not to share bread with the hungry, to bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked, to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin?" It's the economy, stupid. You and I have been blessed. We have been blessed with an abundance that people can only begin to imagine. It may be an abundance of money, stock, stuff. But more important than that, it is the abundance of love that God has bestowed upon us and everyone here. Everyone in this community. The love that is freely given and the love that needs to be freely shared with everyone that we encounter. It's love that needs to find roots, to find legs in the money that we give, in the time that we spend, in the causes which we support. God is calling us. God is calling us to use the economy of abundance that we have received to be the transforming agents of His will here and now. I have no doubt that the most wealthy among us in this community could do things that would be life-changing for everyone, but primarily for us who share that abundance with others. Because once we do, we begin to understand the giving nature of God Himself. Seems to be quite popular among some to talk about deserving, how hard somebody works, how hard they try, whether they deserve this or that. But the bottom line is this, that we don't deserve anything. Much less the love of God that we have received in the person of Jesus. We don't deserve it, but it's ours. Let us share the liberty of that abundant life that we have received in and through the person of Jesus Christ with everyone we meet. Not simply in the platitude of words, but in what we give, in what we share, in the actions that we take, in the relationships that we build, so that we can be the transforming power of Christ Himself in this community. Isaiah seemed to make a lot of sense, that God doesn't want us just to talk about stuff. God wants us to do stuff. Our gospel ends with these words. Now, we have received not the spirit of this world, but those of us gathered here today have received the spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. They are God's gifts, freely given to us. All that we have, all that we are, all the love that we have received. Let us reach forth our hands and serve and give in His name. It is the economy, stupid. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith.